Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, something very different, roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads. Decades after the iconic car made famous in Back to the Future ceased production, a festival this weekend will gather over 60 DeLoreans for a major celebration. Joining me now is David Mathers, co-organiser of the car name there. It's the famous DeLorean Revival. Sorry about messing that, David. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much.
Do people quote Back to the Future to you all day long?
All day long. The kids go mad for it, and it really keeps the car alive.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
So I was thinking about this. We'll get to the festival, but because these stopped being produced in 1982, like theoretically, we know the amount of DeLoreans in the world. Like, it's a finite number, isn't it?
It is. Some people say it's around 4,000 to 4,500 left. When nobody knows exactly. There was something like 9,000 of them made. But they did have enough to make another 10,000 cars, mind you. But most of those parts went to America and different places. So, but at the moment, I reckon it's around 4,000 to 4,500.
Okay, very good. And, like, you've organised a festival. So, presumably, like me, not that I own one and probably never will at this stage, but I was besotted by the car and still am to a certain extent because of the movie, the three movies. Is that where your love came from, or is it the fact that it's based out of Belfast where the DeLorean factory was? Or what? How did all this begin is my long-rooted way of asking you.
How did it all begin with myself, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I always wanted a classic car, and I decided to buy a classic car, and I wanted to buy a classic car that would not rust. I didn't want to lift the door every spring and go, oh no, look at this car, it needs this, that, and the other. So, provisionally I bought it that, and then the second reason I bought it, and it sounds awful selfish, is that John DeLorean passed away. And we thought, there's an investment, but at the same time, let's buy a DeLorean. And so we bought, that's way back in 2004-5 now it is, so I've had it for almost 20 years. And that was the main reason why I bought it. Didn't drive a lot of the first 10 years, mind you, but after that I did drive, and I said, why did I not do this sooner, you know?
Yeah.
We took it from there, and a big squad following DeLorean.
And tell me this, presumably then, like, parts of it are very hard to find if something breaks down, because they haven't been in production since 1982.
Not at all. Everybody says that same question to me. I could have a part here, if I ordered today, I could have it tomorrow.
Really?
A company called DeLorean Go in England, and then there's another one in Europe called DeLorean EU. And if you're really, really stuck, then you go to Houston in America, and they've got every part from doors, you name it, they have it.
Yeah. Okay, well, you learn something new every day, and a cliche like that. Tell me this, you know, the story of John DeLorean, it's a slightly murky one in that he went bust, he was arrested. What's your take on him? He was a visionary, or was he a criminal, or somewhere in the middle?
I don't know. Who knows? You know, the man was in a corner, like maybe any other businessman, and he done something silly. But he wasn't actually jailed for that, to my knowledge.
Mm.
He was actually jailed because there was other money stuff that on other people. But we try and stay away from that question, if you don't mind.
Fair enough. I suppose, though, it does add to the kind of mystique of it all, the fact that he was such a complicated businessman, you know?
He was a smart man. He was Romanian, you know.
Yeah.
He came from America. And he worked his way up the whole car cycle in America until he got to the top, and then he wanted to do this, obviously. And he was nearly going to build the cars down in your end of the country, but the Irish government pulled the plug, as far as I know, in the last minute. And then up here, because of the trouble, the government thought, great place to build in the middle of two communities to bring them together, and that's how it all ended up in Dunmurry.
Okay. So was the production quite a, you know, Catholic-Protestant kind of thing then? It was cross-community.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And it did bring them together, because they got their head down and did build the car, you know.
Mm.
Maybe not the full standard at the time, but you consider, if you think of Porsche or something, who could build a factory? Who could design a car, and who could make a car like that within 4 years?
Mm.
Absolutely phenomenal. I mean,
yeah.
Porsche wanted to design a new car, probably to contend.
What's going on this weekend then, exactly? Are you all, well, like, what happens if someone goes to this DeLorean Revival?
Well, there's none of them standing in front of about 45, 50 DeLoreans at the Ulster Folk and Transport Museum. We've all had a bit of a wander around there, because they do have one in there, And it does give you the whole history of the car and the factory and John DeLorean and a great video showing, which I actually have lived here on stay and I've never went to see it. But and then we're going off to Belfast Distillery to see whiskey being made, and they're making a special whiskey bottle for the DeLoreans.
Okay.
With the DeLorean in the front of it, you know, to remember this event. And then tomorrow we're going to the Stormont Classic Show, which is one I run personally myself. And that's all to do with action cancer and pancreatic cancer. And, well, there's going to be all sorts of cars there right through the whole,
yeah, and
the whole scope of things.
And can I rock up to this without a DeLorean, or is a DeLorean essential?
Absolutely. Oh, the bevering. Come in your Ferrari. Somebody told me you had a Ferrari.
Yeah, no, it's actually in the shop at the moment. I might bring my 1990 Seat Ibiza. Just, I'll see. Tell me this, if people want to find out more, where should they go? Have you a website or something like that?
Oh, yes, Facebook, DeLorean Revival Facebook page. You go and you can see it all there. And then on the Sunday after Stormont, we're all going out to Belfast that evening, obviously. And then on the Sunday, we've cleared the track. The track was like Jurassic Park. It hadn't been cleared in years. And a friend of mine went in with his digger and different things, and we cleared it and was within a week. It's like brand new. You wouldn't believe how good the asphalt tarmac is on it. So they're all going there on the Sunday, and it's like the Mecca of DeLorean owner. He wants to go around the old DeLorean factory track. And the factory's still there, and a different company runs different things on it.
But now, they've given you the use of the DeLorean track so you can all race around.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to try and preserve it more. We're going to start keeping it clean now from year on year.
Yeah. Am I sensing, David, just in closing then, that there's very little reference to Back to the Future in all of this, that you're more about the cars than the movie?
There's one sitting here completely done up, Back to the Future.
Okay.
In fact, there's two of them here, I think.
Okay.
And you'll see it at Stormont tomorrow, or if you want to come to Belfast Distillery, you'll see it there, or if you want to come to the track. But you'll see all of them at Stormont tomorrow, along with all sorts of other classic, beautiful cars.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, that's Dave Mathers, co-organiser of DeLorean Revival. I would end by saying, great Scott, but he's tired of hearing quotes from Back to the Future. And who could blame him? David, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the questions, because it is very interesting.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.